Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the best companies in the country, started and run by one of my all-time favorite people, Chuck Hamel, Pitt, Ohio. Unbelievable commitment to excellence. Unbelievable commitment to employees. They're begging people to drive trucks. It's insane. I'm hearing there could be up to 100,000 openings in that business. It's insanity. I had to grab one of the gurus on supply chain, James Fields. He likes to call me. He likes me to call him Jim, from Pitt, Ohio. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Am I exaggerating the crisis in supply chain, sir?
No, that's no exaggeration. Right now, we're experiencing some phenomenons that we've never experienced before. We knew that we were headed for a shortage of drivers in our industry, and it's here, and we're living it right now. Not just us, but everybody's living it.
It's kind of bizarre what's happened. And it sounds cliche. This is Jim Fields from Pitt, Ohio. It sounds cliche, Jim, but is this not the perfect storm? And what does that mean, sir?
Well, there are so many challenges right now in our supply chain. And the comments you made before you introduced me were spot on. If you're looking to remodel your house and you're looking for appliances, you better order them early. And I've even heard of toilets being on back order for 3 and 4 months. So it is a perfect storm. The issues range all the way from, if you want to look at our supply chains, all the way back into China, not having enough workers to fill those orders because of COVID or because of energy crisis that they're experiencing in their facilities, not being able to get that product filled, those orders filled timely like they used to. And then the congestion at the ports all around the world, but especially here, we have ocean container ships that are sitting out in the ports for weeks and not being able to be unloaded. So when your local retailers tell you it's going to be 5-6 weeks, those are their best guesses. And we don't even know. Many of the products have been on back order even longer than that, because even if you do get the ship gets unloaded, the container gets unloaded, The ports are completely jammed, and I understand that the port of Long Beach now is working 24/7, but the port of LA isn't, and they're trying to get that done. But I still think I'm not real optimistic that that's going to have an impact on solving the problem, because now you have a shortage of drivers to move those products from the West Coast east. And the rail yards are jammed up as well, because you've got hundreds of thousands of containers sitting in the on those ocean liners at the ports. And so a lot of the shippers thought, well, outsmart the West Coast ports, will move the product all the way over to the East Coast, and those ports are jammed as well.
Hey, Jim, you know this trucking business, man. This is your life, and you know you have one of the best companies in America, and guys and women and men just decided to hell with it. I don't want to drive a truck anymore. And you got jobs where a guy can make $80,000 and be home for dinner every night. What's going on? Why is that, sir?
Well, this has been happening over a period of time, Marty, and it didn't just happen this year. And there are a whole host of reasons, but all of those reasons have kind of come together authored the shortage for drivers. And, you know, we thought it was pay, and we increased driver pay. We have improved the, as you know, the equipment the drivers drive today. That equipment is completely different with all of the safety features that you have on it, on that equipment, with lane departure, collision avoidance, and the GPS tracking. All of those things have led to much greater safety on the road for those people operating the trucks and the people around them. So the conditions have changed significantly, but we have, generationally, we just don't have as many people in the younger generations that are getting into this profession.
Can you hang on for a minute, partner?
I sure can.
It's amazing. Listen to what he's saying. And this guy is a guru, a true insider. Lucky enough to have Jim Fields with us with Pitt, Ohio. He's been at it. He's a true insider. He knows the game and is as confounded as any of us about what's happened and how it's all happened at once. You name the product, you can't get it. Jim, man, offer us some hope if there is any. Is there an end game, sir?
Marty, I think there is an end game to this, but it's not an easy solution. This is going to—it took time to get us here, and it's going to take time to get us out of here. But I think there are some things that we're doing in the industry to attract new people into this industry, and certainly one of the things that we're doing is we're going into the trade schools, and we're going into the driving schools, and we're trying to attract younger drivers into this profession. And the problem that we've had in the last 2 years is some of those schools have been closed, Marty, because of COVID.
Man,
so we couldn't get in there and get access to people in those schools if they were open. And so we're recruiting people out of high schools into our company and putting them into apprentice programs. These are younger people who obviously need to learn the business, but we offer them a career, and not just in driving. Many of our drivers drive for 10, 15 years, and they want to become a supervisor, or they want to become a manager in one of our facilities. So many of our senior managers in our company started out as drivers. So we're offering careers in supply chain logistics to younger people to attract them into our company. There are more trade schools, and I know that the Drive Safe Act, which is out there, that we think eventually will come into play. We'll have some money for starting up some new schools, new driving schools. And we're looking, for many years the objection was, I don't know how to drive a manual truck. Well, we don't buy manual trucks anymore. We buy all automatic trucks. So if you don't know how to drive a manual stick, that's okay, because we drive automatics, and we've attracted some women into the industry that maybe would not have gone there before. We also are targeting the underemployed, people that have tried other professions. They got out of school. They decided they didn't want to go to college. They were working in fast food restaurants, and they didn't see that as a viable career. We've been able to attract people from other industries that now see supply chain and logistics and driving as a career.
Jim Fields of Pitt, Ohio. You know, it's fascinating what you're saying. It's actually so intriguing to me. There is this tectonic shift in America, in culture. Bob Tutti says it best. He has a Tutti Mechanical. It's a multi-million dollar successful company. But he says, you go to a party, no one gives a damn that I built a $50 million business. They want to talk to the guy in the corner who went to Harvard. Somewhere along the way, we got lost and screwed up, and we thought it was embarrassing or shameful to make $100,000 a year driving a high-tech truck. Somehow, some way, Jim, or to fix an air conditioner. Somehow, some way, we got to get back to, hey, man, this makes sense for me. This is a hell of a living. Isn't that true, sir?
That's very true, Marty. And we call on these men and women every time we have a crisis. I mean, you think about it.
That's right.
When we need water in an area of the country that is hit by a hurricane, or we need distribution of vaccines or medical devices, we call on our truckers. And they're the people that get it done. We have some people in our company. I would put our workers up against anybody.
Yeah.
They're great workers, and they get things done. And we are so appreciative that we have our workers out there, our employees, because they're the people that get it done for us.
Hey, man.
And we're
I buy what you're selling. I'm a big advocate of getting back and getting your hands dirty, making a hell of a living, and not having $300,000 in college debt and living in mom's basement. Jim, it's a pleasure. We got to do this again. You answered a lot of questions for us. Thank you, my friend. Tell Chuck he's the man, all right?
I will do, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jim. It's amazing stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.